back here on WEEI Afternoons. We're all still friends, I think, after we had
100%.
That was sort of like
it's a really interesting discussion, right, though. It's kind of an old school, new school thinking.
Yes,
it's
philosophical, it's moral.
Yeah.
You know, if a man steals bread, is he a thief? If he's stealing it for his family, right, or those types of things.
That's a great kind of example to use.
And like, what kind of bread is it? Is it sourdough?
Right. Did he really need it, or did you get the fancy bread, or raisin bread? Maybe that'll come up again. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of responses on social media postings of those video and that argument.
I'm just, you know, no more journalism classes, no more ethics classes in journalism anymore, I think. Just let those go away.
Well, and that's a bigger topic for
a different
day.
It's not about being right. It's about being first. You know, it's all going to hell.
The summation of journalism, quote, it's all going to hell. All right. So it didn't go to hell Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Patriots got a nice win, 16-3. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Ted Johnson had a big breakdown on TV last night with Phil Perry. But now we get our own version. Ted has thoughts. Patriots, Chargers.
It's time for a TED Talk.
In a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
This was a disappointing play. Patriots had momentum.
From three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
This guy is one of the best inside linebackers in football.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek with the football. The snap of the ball, said hey.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Running out of bed. Sounder.
So he started the week off. Said big dog show up in January. Now I was just preaching that to our group all week. It's on us. What we do. I've been saying that all season though. Like, we can control the game. If we do what we do need to do up front, we're gonna win. And I felt like we did that tonight.
They did exactly what they wanted to do up front. That was the best performance of the defense all season long. It was hands down. I know that wasn't the best offense, but it was a good offense. I mean, and they were excellent in particularly in the situational phase of the game, third down and red zone. The Patriots defense has been terrible in the red zone. But for most of the season, they were dead last. They worked their way up to the 30th ranked red zone going into this game, and they were unbelievable. There's only two red zone trips, but that first trip they had, if you remember, after the interception, I couldn't believe they went for it on fourth down. Were you guys surprised? I was.
Yes.
Fourth and goal on the two.
Take the free points.
Oh my gosh! They ran kind of a bunch formation where it's three receivers to one side to confuse the defensive backs for the Patriots, because if you watch the tape, the DBs for the Patriots have gotten confused in bunch formation in the red zone all season long. They played it perfectly. He had nowhere to go with the football and executed down there as good as they have all season.
I was surprised that they didn't kick it, and then I started little Andy Hart conspiracy theory in his head there for why they didn't kick it. I think that was respect for Drake May and the Patriots offense. I think that was a little admission from Jim Harbaugh. Field goals ain't winning this game today. We're going to need to score some points today, and we're this close. We got to come away with seven. I think Drake May was in Jim Harbaugh's head when he told Greg Roman we're going for it. That's my theory.
I feel like they're also on the road, and sending a message was even more important for his team. Like, their offense had been struggling recently as well, guys. And getting seven could be the confidence builder they need to get on track and be the team they were early in the year before the line and Herbert both got dinged up.
It's a good point, Fitzy. But I've seen it backfire, though.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Can you go all the way back to my era of football, my last year, 2004, and an aggressive decision by a team in the playoffs early in the game, I think, and in some ways cost them momentum early in the game.
I got nothing.
AFC Championship game, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, they went for it and you stuffed the bus.
Yep, on their opening drive, they go for it and they're on our 35. You know, so it's a longer field goal, but it's very much a makeable field goal. They decide to go for it. We stop them, and then we blow doors on them.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things. So if you hit it, okay, it's a big momentum for your team, but it's also, if you miss it, you can see what happened. I mean, then the Patriots go on a long 10-play drive. I mean, they end up with just a field goal, but still, They get off their own end zone on the second play with that dump off to Ramondre Stevenson that goes for 48 yards.
Was I crazy to say yesterday? We were talking up our guy Marcus Jones, who had the tackle on third down.
Great tackle.
Play of the game.
I'm a believer that if Justin Herbert runs him over or kind of goes past him for a touchdown, I think the Chargers win the game. I think that's how important that stand was. I really do.
I can't argue with you because momentum's very big early in these games in particular. You talk about that great tackle, Marcus Jones. I thought the tackling was superb all night long. Craig Woodson had some phenomenal tackles in the open field. Jalen Hawkins had some phenomenal tackles in the open field. The linebackers were excellent. And speaking of linebackers, this was very interesting. Listen to Robert Spillane talk about the defense and what the Chargers players were saying to him, on the offensive players at least, saying to him after the game.
After the game, talking to a few of the guys on their team, they had no clue what we were doing. And they came up and said that. We have no clue what you guys were in all game. So
if you watch the tape, I mean, the Patriots did a great job of showing one coverage before the snap, and then rotating to something different after the snap. And I was I saw on Twitter, Dan Orlovsky, he said after he watched the Patriots games, he said, I didn't know what the Patriots were in 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. 80% of the time, I had no idea what they were in. And so that probably explains, there's a reason why I think Herbert had such a bad game, and I was not impressed with him because there were times when there were guys open. There was a lot of times guys were open. But it was mostly because of the Patriots disguising their coverages, which is excellent. So I thought the situational defense was the best it's ever been. Red zone, third down. That's the best third down offense in the league. And they only converted one third down, and they were 1-for-3 on fourth down. So huge, huge game. Great tackling. They came to stop the run. They were playing downhill. The best performance this defense has had all season long. And Milton Williams was the guy that set the kind of set the tone with his physical play. I thought the defensive line was incredible. They've been getting pushed around lately. Mm-hmm. Not in that game.
Uh-huh. Oh, and I would also like to add, or ask rather, Ted, you were reasonably critical at times in the preseason and early season of Christian Barmore.
He had a good game, bud. Yeah, that was Barmore, one of his better games.
Interesting. When Milton Williams is back and Barmore's good again.
Yep.
It's funny how that works. Yep. The $100 million guy makes the $90 million guy good. One name you didn't mention, and we brought it up late last week. We asked the question after we had talked about Greg Roman, Josh McDaniels, and Jesse Minter. The best coordinator in this game was Zach Kaur, the defensive coordinator for the Patriots. The blitzes, it seemed like the confusion that Orlovsky's talking about. So as Mike Vrabel said, all the praise Zach Kaur can get, Zach Kaur deserves.
And last point on that, and it reflects in the numbers, you guys saw how much they blitz, particularly in the second half.
Yep.
So, and I heard you talking about it yesterday, they normally are a 25% blitz rate defense. They jacked that up to about 45% in this game, particularly in the second half. You could see that they were just creating confusion for that offensive line. And so a lot of kudos and flowers should go to the defensive coordinator. And Vrabel, rightfully so, gave him his poor perfume all over Zach Kaur after the game like he should have.
But you don't win a game without some offense, correct?
That's it.
So we need to get into the offense, and I believe you have a little Hunter Henry highlight here to exemplify that.
Play pass. Oh, picked up on Henry. Twists in.
That was a gorgeous pass, was it not?
Yes, it was.
How about that play? We did that play last night on the breakdown. That's the play that we used, and it was a gorgeous pass by Drake May to Hunter Henry in a zone defense, and it was Derwin James who was not where he needed to be on that play. If we looked that play a little bit more closely, he had nobody in the shallow part of the field to kind of take his attention away. He should have been deeper on that play. He was not. And Drake May just threw a perfect pass. You cannot defend the perfect pass, guys. I thought that was one of his better passes. Can you think of other passes that you liked in that game?
Other passes I liked in that game.
The Kayshon Booty long.
Great.
Booty ball was a nice one.
How about the fourth yard pass to Kyle Williams was delicious.
You know what, Fitzy? My man, you're on point right now. You are on point. That, to me, might have been a better throw than the Hunter Henry pass.
Yeah, it was nice.
So think about it. Okay, so if you're on the far side of the field, you're on the left hash, and you throw to the right side, and it's a 5 yard out, that's got to be right on the money, because a lot of times defensive backs, they undercut those and do pick six.
Like on a toe line, it has to be an absolute, completely.
And it's like a 40-yard throw or whatever when you bring in the geometry of it.
There you go. So
it doesn't look as cool because it only goes 5 yards forward,
but it
goes a long ways in the air.
I thought that was a great throw in that critical situation. Going forward early like that, I was like, okay, Mike. So anyway, we'll stop there, but that I got some criticism for Drake May coming up, but we'll stop there for now.
All right, we'll continue the TED Talk on the other side here on WEEI.